Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're continuing in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Seif Beis. Today is Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So yesterday we learned about the dinim of Hachzara or Chazara, of putting food back on a heat source on Shabbos after having removed it on Shabbos. So, and we learned about all of the different conditions that you need in order to be able to do Chazara. How it needs to be Mevushal Kol Tzarcha, it needs to be Garvakatam, it needs to be Yod Biyado, it needs to be Daito Lahachzir. So we are up to on page 44, V'yei. Last word on the top line. V'yesh. V'yesh omrim. D'kol ze eino aser. Rakshin tala min akirum v'yod yom v'lo gzira ad shechashecha. Avon l'kacho misham mishechashecha. Afilo hinichal gabe karka mutter. Wow. He says an unbelievable kula that the Ran has. That all of these, the need for all of these conditions of chazara is only if you removed it from the fire on Erev Shabbos and put it back on the fire on Shabbos. But if you both removed it from the fire and put it back on the fire on Shabbos itself, then even if it's not Od B'Yado and you put it down on the karka, it's not Daito L'Achzir, that would be fine. Because the whole idea of Chazara is, of Od B'Yado and Daito L'Achzir at least, of those conditions of Chazara, is that it should be evident that this is not a new act. It's a continuation of a previous act. So when you took it off before Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, ooh, that looks like a new act. So then we're going to be very careful that it's got to be Od B'Yado Daito L'Achzir. But when you took it off on Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos, that seems like a continuation of the same act, so that you could have even put it down on the karka in between. And we're makel with our ovens that don't have a din of a tanur anyway, that only have a din of a kira. People rely on these mekilin, but it's a good idea to be machmir. But certainly if it cools down, then everyone's going to say it's awesome. Meaning even this big makel shita that holds that when you take it off on Shabbos, you could put it back on Shabbos without the Tanai Chazara, would say that if it's fully cooled down, then it's going to be Aser. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, starting Sivkat and Samach Gimel. V'yeshom de kol zeh, pirush hadvin, dafko de biyado v'gam daito l'achzir, av l'gar v'katam l'kuli alma b'inan. Meaning specifically the requirements for de biyado and daito l'achzir are the matter in question over here. Obviously, everybody always holds you need gar v'katam. You need to have a blech on a fire that you're going to put food back onto. That's not the shaila over here. Question is, does it need to be Od B'Yado and Daito L'Achzir when you remove it on Shabbos itself? Samach Dal, Kishenetalo min Akira Miba Od Yom, if you took it from the Kira on Erev Shabbos, to Kivin Shalaya Netila B'Shabbos, since you didn't take it off on Shabbos, Nira Chazaraso Kipul Chadasha. That's why when you put it back on Shabbos, it looks like a brand new act. Vavikinosin L'Chadchilu Mavashel. It's you're doing something brand new. Mishamachim Mitzarchin Al Kalpanim Oden B'Yado Ki Agav Nekech Davi Akir Shenol Chazara. So that's why you need Od B'Yado and Daito to make it look like it's a continuation of what was al gabi karka, and therefore you could even put it on, if you take it off on Shabbos, you could even put it on the ground. Even if you didn't have any intention to put it back, because everyone knows that it was already cooking, it was already on that kira on Shabbos, and you're putting it back is just a continuation of that condition, and is not something brand new. That a lot of times people will take some cholent on Shabbos, so they'll take it off on Shabbos and they'll put it back inside the tanur on Shabbos because they rely on this shita that you could be makel when you remove it on Shabbos, so you don't have to worry about Od B'Yado and Daito L'Achzir. V'tov l'hachmir, but it's better to be machmir. Ki arbei poskim cholkim al Ran, because a lot of poskim disagree with the Ran. V'od ki abeis Yosef sofer shagam Ran lo hiterel al gabi kira v'lo b'tov. Plus, the Beis Yosef holds that even the Ran was only makel on, but not in. V'gama Magen Avram, Sivkat Laman Hei, Mitzadid Ka Beis Yosef. The Magen Avram sounds like the Beis Yosef. Ayin Shab, Umi Adifa Tanur Shalanu Mikira. And our oven is not better than Akira, and even in Akira, we're machmir not to put it in. Mikol Makom Nira, Shiesh Zuchus Alaminag, Kikvar Nisbar, Beposkim Shein Lesser Chazar Alam, Ken Yeshchom Shagderi Yanasa Rotachas Minachom. V'ze in Motsui Kolkach, that there is a limud zchus on this minag, because many poskim say that we don't aser chazara unless the heat is big enough, that is great enough, that heat alone that you're exposing it to would make it boiling. And that's not so common that we have such a level of heat. They didn't invent the Israeli hot plates yet that get so hot. Al kain ein lefak mik bezev ein lekabei sivkan samachas v'akach matzas bilvush kidvareinu. Miyuim nitzdanin, but we said if it's already cooled down, then for sure you have a problem. Hainuim nitzdanin legamri, if it's fully cooled down, kamo shekasavnu lemaila. Why is that worse? V'atam d'shayachach kach od bishul chadash. Because once a liquid is fully cooled down, now that when you put it back on a heat source, it's a new bishul. It's mamsh bishul. V'ayin lekabal mergum ram simkot lamvav shekasav, da'afil b'davar yaveh she'in bo marak, lo shayach bo bishul, gamkin asur. What if it's a piece of chicken? So it's even when it's cooled down, it's not bishul to put it back on a heat source. It's already fully cooked. Ain bishul achar bishul. It's not going to be bishul. Still going to be aser to put back on the heat source. The kibbutz shekvar nistanin botla shia rishona vavikinosanato mechadosh b'toch hatanur. Because since it's cooled down, it's not considered to be a continuation of the previous shihia, of the previous being on the stove. Lazel aser b'chol gavni, and therefore it's going to be aser. V'kolzek but all of this is only if where you are putting it, it can reach Yad Soledes Bo. You're getting it to a point of Yad Soledes. As we pointed out last week, I think, we said anything below Yad Soledes is never going to be a problem. That's simply not heat. That's considered like a hot day in your house in Florida. You know, like that's not considered to be exposing it to a heat source when it's below Yad Soledes. Wherever you're allowed to put it back on the oven or in the oven, you could also close it off with a you know, with a board, and that's not called hatmana. But if it's going to boil up by doing that, then better not to close it. All of this is assuming that you don't have fiery coals in the oven. Avlim yeshem gecholim baros. But if you have fiery coals, pashut b'mishnah debein gar v'katma filu beisilel asul ha'achzir. Then everyone's going to say you're not allowed to put something back on coals that are still burning and fiery. V'afilu tanur shalanu d'dami l'kira gam ken asur. Even in our ovens, b'chol gavni, it's going to be asul. Fima shakasu b'siv rishuas Yaakov. Din chazar esagi kishagar v'acholim l'tzal echad. Yesh lakalim gar v'acholim mibod yom shirak l'tzal echad. There happens to be a kula, not so relevant for us, that of the Yeshuas Yaakov, that Garuf means that you could just sweep all the coals to one side of the oven. Okay, so then if you hold that way, so you could sweep all the, you could have the coals swept to one side of the oven, and that will be Matir Chazara. But we generally assume you need a blech, that's the point, that it still needs to be Garuf Akatum. So that is all point number one for today, that there is this Shita of the Ran, that if you took it off on Shabbos itself, and put it back on Shabbos itself, then as long as it hasn't cooled down, you don't need Od B'Yadav and Daita La'achzir. It's only if you took it off on Erev Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos that you need Od B'Yadav and Daita La'achzir. Next point, says the Rama, V'yeshom dimhotzi machal menatanur b'Shabbos, if you take out a food from an oven on Shabbos, asur la'nicho b'kar muksasos, you're not allowed to put it on cloth. Meaning you're not allowed to do atmana on it. Sifkat and samach tasim mishbro asal anichel dezemek ritchilas atmana, because that's like you're doing a new act of atmana. Temasha yimunuch betchil betanya in yinacharu. Aye, but it was in an even hotter place before. It was in an oven. Yeah, but that's shihia, and now you're doing atmana. It's a totally new thing. Vein tom b'shabbos avil b'davshen mos vevel. Halach is you're not allowed to do atmana. You're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos even with something that doesn't add heat. V'lochein afilu haya adayin amachol cham v'roteach. So even if the food is still boiling hot, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to wrap it in a towel. But if it's not really totally wrapped, it's open on the top, so that we already saw. Shari, we know the Rama holds that that's not called hatmana, that if it's open on the top, that's going to be mutter. As we already saw in the Rama in Sif Aleph. So that is point number two. Now point number three, says the Rama, that yesh omrim, two lines from the bottom of the Rama, yesh omrim, the kol shu samach l'chashecha u samach l'baruch hu. When it's at right before Shabbos, right before dark, right before baruch hu, shu kabbalah Shabbos l'didan, which we assume is kabbalah Shabbos, we actually assume is Moshe Lam Shabbos is kabbalah Shabbos, but baruch hu might be kabbalah Shabbos, we'll get to that. Imu samach kol kach, im nitztanin akadei riyev shal atichim bod yom. If it's mamish so close to Shabbos, that had the pot been cold, it wouldn't have time to heat up before Shabbos starts, dino kimo b'Shabbos Atzmo, then it has the same din as Shabbos itself. Meaning, and you need to be other daitelachs grufa ketuba. Meaning, you have all the dinim of chazara, not shehiya. It's chazara, even though it's still erev Shabbos. V'yesh makilim b'zeh, but there are those that are makil on this. V'aminig lahakil, the minig is to be makil. Ach tov lahakim rokam shein tzorach kol kach. But it's a good idea to be machmir unless there's a pressing need for it. Where on earth does this come from, right? That you're going to have an isser of chazara on erev Shabbos? So says the Mishmar Yosef Katan Ayin. Kedei lahavin divrei ayesh omri mukhruch ani la'arach tzas. He says, I apologize. I know this is only supposed to be a 10-minute shir, but I need to be marich to explain this. Dinei Tosus va'arash v'ziyatam ochichud v'erev Shabbos nami shayich dinei chazara. The Tosus and the Rush and a lot of other Rishonim say that there are dinei chazara even on erev Shabbos. Dainu m'natul b'od yom minakirum minatanu l'dan osu la'achzul lov elam kein hu garu v'katum. That you have all the conditions of chazara even on Erev Shabbos, that you needed to be Gar V'Katum to put it back on the fire. V'hikshuel zeh, and they ask, wait, im kein dasrin l'achzir afilu b'erev Shabbos, that if you're not allowed to put something back on the fire, even on Erev Shabbos, im yisad ka'gdir menakir b'erev Shabbos b'ashkama l'yochol l'achzir, if you take the shalom off on Friday morning to test it, to check it, you're not allowed to put it back on, you're not allowed to put it back in the oven. A lot of times you first cook by putting things in the oven on Erev Shabbos. V'ezeh shir zman noschol mazeh. Well, what exactly is the shir zman before Shabbos that you're not allowed to do chazara? Umaski, and their conclusion is, that if it's so close to Shabbos that had it been cold, it wouldn't have time to heat up, then that's considered so close to Shabbos that they aser putting it back on an uncovered stovetop. Because if we were to allow people to do Chazara, then they'll do Chazara on Shabbos also. This is all part of the Gzeira of Chazara. And on Shabbos, you can't do it because we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals or raise the flame. That's the Yeshom that the Ramah is quoting. When the Ramah quotes that there are those who are makil, who das Rashi, v'siyatu desfilu d'logaz ral chazar kimech shecha v'lom bibodyam. That's the opinion of Rashi, which we always assume that Chazara is only on Shabbos, but not before Shabbos. Oh, Samach LeBaruchu, what's this Samach LeBaruchu? Bizmanama Yunogam Lomer Baruchu Bekdeim. They used to say Baruchu very early. The Kamash Mulan, the Kimidali de Baruchu, Kabbalah Shabbos, Havikah Shabbos Gomer. And since Baruchu is a Kabbalah Shabbos, it has a full status of Shabbos. Ubinu Shoso Ashir Yekodim Baruchu Dafka. So you need to have enough time that had it been cold, it would be able to heat up by the time you get to Baruch Hu, whenever that is in your community. Magen Avraham disagrees. He says it doesn't have to be by the time you get to Baruch Hu. It just has to be that it has enough time to heat up by the time you get to Chashecha, by the time it actually gets dark. Siv katan ayim beis. Imu samuch kol kach, if it's so close, haynu afilu kodem shkia sachame is his man. Even if it's still before shkia, dino kamo b'shabbos, you could still have an isra chazara, according to this yesh omrim, as if it were Shabbos. Vaynu rak linyan debin grufa ketumo kamo b'shabbos. But that only means that it needs to be garfa katum. It doesn't mean that it needs to be odubiado, daitalaxi, or that. No, it just means that it needs to be garfa katum. Avlinu daitalaxi, vishalinu chenu al gabi karka, lo binu b'zeh. That you don't need over here. V'chai legamri, if it's totally raw. Now, if it's totally raw, you can put it back on an open fire on right before Shabbos, because that's what we already learned. That's the hetera called kidra chayta, that it's not going to be ready for that night's meal anyway. Sivkat an ayin gimel atzmo. So we said that it has the same din as Shabbos atzmo. V'davka achar shenigmar kol bishul akaderu menichal amar al kira ader of lishmar chuma. This is assuming it's fully cooked and you're just keeping it there to heat it up. That's where this chumrah exists. But if it's not yet fully cooked, then for sure you could put it back on. It's paradoxical, right? Meaning, the less cooked it is, the more mutter it's going to be to do on Erev Shabbos. Because the whole reason you're not allowed to do Chazar on Erev Shabbos is because I'm afraid you're going to do the same thing on Shabbos. Well, on a fully cooked thing, there's a high likelihood that I'm going to do that on Shabbos. On something that's not cooked, that's not fully cooked, there's a very low likelihood. I'm a religious person. I'm not very unlikely to do that on Shabbos. So you don't need to make a gzeira. Tizel mvashal Shabbos, that would be bishul on Shabbos. Upshita de mizdar b'achya, afilu shar zaksim b'od yom. So people would be careful about such a thing. V'yesh machmir gam b'zem yishum lo klug, but some are machmir on that as well. well. And finally, Sufkar Nayin Dalit, he says, V'tov lahach mirin, unless there's a real need. Ulfizeh, ein lita l'kadera mekira, v'litro al gabitan roshenu gar v'katam, samul chashecha. So when it's atat, right before Shabbos, you should not take a pot off of the stove and put it on the oven that's not gar v'katam, that has an open flame when it's right before Shabbos. Dafta tanu shalanu dino kikira, even though our ovens have a din of a kira, habikira gufei yeshlachim adeizu. According to this opinion, you can't put it on a kira that doesn't have a blech right before Shabbos. If it does have a blech, then all that's going to be mutter. So to review, we learned 3 points tonight. Point number one is that the Ran only requires odu biyado and daito la'achzir if you took the food off before Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos and want to put it back on Shabbos, you don't even need odu biyado and daito la'achzir, so you can put it on the karka. We hold that it's tov lahachmir, not like the Ran. Second thing we learned is that you can't take food out of an oven and then do hatmana with it. Because even hatmana b'davar she'eino most of hevel is asur on Shabbos. Third thing we learned is that the Balei HaTosfos are machmir not to do chazara even on Erev Shabbos, if it's so close to Shabbos, that not to do chazara on a fire that's exposed. And in a group of Ketuma, if it's so close to Shabbos, then had it been cold, it wouldn't have time to heat up. And it's nice to be machmir for this, but Mikra Din, we are mekel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the end of this Ramah.